Now, it is my great pleasure to welcome Billy Maguire back on the programme. Now, a number of you got in touch with me and indeed with Billy since the 21st of January because you enjoyed our programme to commemorate the turning of the Sovereign Seal. So it's great to have Billy back on the programme. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. And I would like to say good morning to your listeners. And I would like to thank you for your reading of the 1916 proclamation, which is the basis of our sovereignty, by will and wish of all the people in the 1918-32 county election. You know, that's crucial.
Yes.
And we won that vote, as you know. Britain called the election on the 14th of December 1918, and on the 28th of December was 73 seats out of 105. That's what IRB Sinn Féin won. That's the political wing of the Irish Republican Brotherhood.
Yes.
And Oglan na hÉireann is the military wing. And then on the 21st of January 1919, it was ratified in the Mansion House in Dublin by the sovereign Dáil Éireann government of the Sovereign Republic of Éire. And all the politicians, Chuck to Dáilas, took the oath of allegiance to the sovereign Dáil Éireann government, the sovereign Dáil Éireann courts, the War of Independence as a defence force, and be accountable to the sovereign. That's the basis of our sovereignty.
Sure.
And I think it is absolutely scandalous what happened on the 21st of January. You know, the Lord Mayor of Dublin and John Robinson, our secretary, he wrote, and we always write to them, I write to them over the years.
Of course.
And ask them about the, you know, the 21st of January.
Yes.
But they refuse. They refuse to allow the Irish Republican Brotherhood into the Mansion House, and they refuse to recognise the sovereign Dáil Éireann government by the will and wish of all the people, and that is wrong. And I'm very upset over that. And there was a row. Now, the Guard of Shikana recognised the IRB because that was their first day on duty.
Of course.
In the Mansion House. And they allowed nine people. Now, I wasn't there because of the COVID-19
yes, of
you put
course.
Up at that. You know, we don't want anyone to get involved or to get infected by the COVID-19.
Yes.
So we put it up on the website, and you read it, and you put it out there, but I heard it, and the amount of people that, you know, were delighted to hear the proclamation and the turning of the Sovereign Seal.
Absolutely.
And to see the ceremony. I did it here in Kappa, in front of the house.
That's right, and it's you can watch it on the website as well, can't you? I've watched it.
Yes, you can, and that's where it comes from. And that all comes from Lough Gur, you know, our sovereignty. That was
yes.
the sacred site. And, you know, they say 10,000 years, well, it's more like 40,000 years. You know, the history we have is unbelievable.
Oh, it's immense, but, yes, absolutely.
But you did a program on the Holocaust, and I think it is shocking that the Lord Mayor of Dublin she allowed the Holocaust, the Jewish Holocaust. Now, I'm all for the Jewish for those people, but she will not. They will not allow the Ireland Holocaust. I mean, that was a Holocaust.
Yes.
Ireland's Holocaust was 1845 to 1850.
Of course.
And if you read Chris Fogarty's book, The Perfect Holocaust, and Who Kept It Perfect, that's by Chris Fogarty. It's a marvellous book, and I know you're going to do
a piece with Chris Fogarty. Yeah,
with
we
Chris
hope so,
Fogarty
yes.
on it. But how about our Holocaust? We're not allowed even inside the door. And they allowed, Michael D. Higgins allowed, he will not recognise the sovereign Dáil Éireann government. He would not. He is not. He is not president of Ireland. He is president of the Royal Oireachtas, that was imposed on the 6th of December 1921 by King George V to pay for Britain's war debts and war pensions. That's the basis of it. And the conflict between Ireland and England is that 1918-32 county election.
Yes.
That I've just read out, hardly called to you
theater,
there.
Yes.
That we won that election. That's the mandate we still have. And that's what we do. That's the turning of the Sovereign Seal in the Mansion House of Dublin. And it's scandalous to think that our own free state provisional government won't recognise it. And they haven't for it's over 100 years. We don't want all that conflict and that mayhem. And as I said, all is the Crown of England, when she came here that time for the state visit, she was to announce, because I was very much involved in that peace, reconciliation and prosperity process,
yes,
which doesn't exist anymore. There is no peace and reconciliation and prosperity process here anymore. I mean, the Good Friday Agreement was just taking the Crown forces out of Ireland to fight in another part of the war. And I keep on asking, America, where are you getting your sovereignty from?
Exactly.
You know, where is Canada? Where are these countries that Britain were in? Their sovereignty. They don't have sovereignty. It's royalty they have. And it's time the truth came out, because they're going to destroy the world at this stage. And the world is in a terrible state. There's no question about it.
Oh, unquestionably. Of course it is. Yeah.
But that's, the Lord Mayor has to be questioned. She came on the radio on the Friday, I think the drive time, she was on the radio. And she said, that our event was hijacked by these people. We don't know any of those people. They're not members of the IRB. There were some members there, and we asked,
yes,
that the people wouldn't go, because we put it up on the website.
Of course, because of the virus, yeah.
Account of the COVID-19. Yeah. We don't want anyone to get infected with COVID-19. That's why we put it up there.
Yes.
And but she came on and she said, and then she has the Jewish Holocaust in the Mansion House, and they didn't even wear face masks. I mean, Michael D. Higgins has to be held accountable. I mean, he doesn't recognize the state, the sovereign republic. What oath of allegiance is he giving? He's using our sovereign seals. They're owned by the Irish Republican Brotherhood. They were the ones who put it. Eight strings, IV, all those Irish volunteers carried on their
hands.
Yes. And that's Ogle and Ahearn. Eight strings, seven strings of the Garda Síochána. You know, they're all different strings.
And
you
yes.
can look at the buttons yourself and see them. But it's shocking to think of it. But the Holocaust, there's a Jewish burying ground in just opposite, in Castle Troy, opposite, you know, where the Hurlers pub is in on the Dublin Road.
I do indeed. We mentioned last week, I had Professor Thomas O'Dowd on the programme, and we were talking about the Holocaust Memorial, and we were talking indeed about our Limerick's own kind of checkered past with the Jewish people, you know, which is important as well to remember.
You know, and they should be respected. I know where that grave was. They lived in Castle Troy, near where that is. But how is it they will not allow our Holocaust to be commemorated? You know, that's that. And the guards told me there was rows on, and there was somebody was arrested, I think, at the Mansion House. But I mean, that's the cause of conflict. I mean,
yes.
if they won't allow the Irish Holocaust to be even mentioned, they won't allow the IRB to be even mentioned. They founded and funded the state. You know, there's something very wrong.
Oh, look! If we're commemorating history, if we're remembering history, we need to remember it fully, all of the parts
you do.
Of it. Yeah,
the facts.
Yes,
you do
all of
need
them.
To know the facts and the truth. That's what you need to know. But the point of the whole issue is that there was a row, and told me in at the Mansion House. Now, John, they read the proclamation.
Yes,
but they had there was such a. Confusion and row that all these people, there were only supposed to be nine people on the steps of the Mansion House and all reading the, because it has to be read there,
sure.
you know,
yes.
And if it was read. But they had to go across to the park there. You know, so many people, but there were nothing to do with us. They just hijacked the whole thing against the Lord Mayor of Dublin. And I mean, that's not right, that's a commemoration. Respect for those Irish
yes.
volunteers that went out, and the IRB and the Fenian Brotherhood in America. And we're coming up to St. Patrick's Day. And that we were found 1858 in St. Patrick's Day, on St. Patrick's Day, down in 16 Lumber Street in Dublin. And Dohan is in New York. That's why we celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Of course, it is, yes.
And we're going to do something. We're going to go to Arda for the Arda chaps and that. And William Smith O'Brien, who was one of our founders. You know, he lived there. And we're hoping to do something on that, and that you do it as well.
Oh, absolutely. It would be a pleasure.
It would. And that's where the Arda chalice was found. And the Sam Maguire Trophy is the replica of the Irish Chalice. That's what the IRB. The IRB founded the GA. And there's nothing. We don't teach history. And when you don't teach history, there's confusion. And there's come in with propaganda, lies, deception and fraud.
And you know,
and
as well
I
as the confusion.
I am with Michael D. Higgins, and I'm going to write for him. And I think it's a disgrace. I mean, it is unjustified to snub the Irish Republican Brotherhood. and it is that is not right. And he's always he's doing, and all the presidents have done it. They're not presidents of Ireland. They're presidents of the Royal Oireachtas. They're provisional presidents of the Royal Oireachtas. That's their term. They were imposed on the 6th of December, 1921. And I told you, we discussed that the Cairo gang were sent over here to execute and annihilate the sovereign Dáilíne government on Bloody Sunday. And as I told you before, Sam Maguire, he was the chief intelligence officer of the IRB. He was also my granduncle's secretary in Vaughan Hotel. And he brought that intelligence every Saturday to Vaughan's Hotel. And the Supreme Council had that. So when the Cairo gang turned up to execute the sovereign Dáilíne government, the judges, the top civil servants, Garda Síochána, and the defence forces, and all members of the IRB, they executed them, and the Crown forces went down to Croke Park and put themselves in position and sent up a flare and
killed innocent
on our people.
Innocent people.
I mean, why can't they? Why didn't RTE, and they are shocking RTE, they never tell the truth, and they have this slogan going on now, the truth matters. They've never told the truth.
Yes.
And why can't they give the facts? Why can't they tell you that? They won't do it. They never mentioned the IRB. They never mentioned, because the IRB that funded and funded the state, you know, they're the facts. That's what we bought Vaughan's Hotel for. Up to then, I told you we used to rent Vaughan's Hotel.
Yes.
29 Parnell Square. It looks out onto the garden, remember? And when the Queen came here, I mean, she wanted to see where the state was founded.
Yes.
And she was, that was the whole, all that visit was predicated, because I was very much involved in that, as a lot of other people were, including the Earl of Harrington, who took his seat in the House of Lords, and he went to school with Willie Whitelaw. So it was up in number one, and it was the first time it was put up at number one. But that conflict has to be sorted out, and until that conflict is sorted out, and it's only a matter of the Queen recognising the 1918 32 county election of the 14th of December 1918, the 28th of December 73 seats out of 105,
and saying
that they recognised it. They didn't recognise it. They did the opposite. They sent the Cairo gang over to execute and annihilate the sovereign Dáilíne government. And why can't RTE, and where are these historians that we hear brought on to RTE all the time? Why can't they come out and tell the truth?
Why aren't they telling the truth, yes.
You know, that's all we want. You have to have sovereignty in Europe. General de Gaulle wouldn't allow Britain into Europe because they didn't have sovereignty. They have royalty.
Royalty.
And the whole purpose of sovereignty is the sovereignty of God and the sovereignty of mankind, homo sapiens. That's what it is, your intellect and your reason and your five senses.
Yes.
And you have to have sovereignty. Sovereignty means that you go into another country and you respect their sovereignty and you respect the sovereignty of the people, their assets. And Britain didn't do that. They went in and they robbed and they plundered.
And they plundered and pillaged, yes.
And all that land was taken here to expand
their empire.
Empire.
Yes.
And that expanding of the empire, slavery, and slavery is against the laws of God and the laws of man. And this, look, there'll never be peace in this country, and we do not want another 100 years of mayhem, brutality, savagery, and what went on for the last 100 years. There's no need for it. And with all the communication that people have today, but people need to tell the facts, and they need to tell the truth.
And people need to be aware, and you know what, along with the ignorance of people not knowing the true facts, there is an apathy because people don't know.
You're lost. Aren't they all over the place? They don't know the facts. I mean, they don't know. Eight Strings, IV, they're the defence forces, Ogden and Ahern.
Yes.
Ogden and Ahern. And does anyone recognise Ogden and Ahern? That's our proclamation, our sovereign constitution, our declaration of independence, and our best of free nations. You have to have sovereignty in Europe. And as I said, Mairead McGuinness refused to read the Irish the proclamation. That's our sovereignty. And that's what our sovereign constitution. And where's Michael D. Higgins? What oath is he giving? Is it to the Free State that was imposed by King George V and the British government to pay for Britain's war debts and war pensions? And what are we doing paying for Britain's war debts?
They're not our debts. Either?
The sovereign Dáilíne government doesn't owe any debt and doesn't owe any money. It doesn't owe any, you know, and it's time that people were told the truth. And people should stand up and they should ask the politicians, what oath are you giving? Is it to the Free State or is it the Sovereign Republic of Ireland? And I heard Helen McEntee coming out and she's saying that Northern Ireland is part of United Kingdom. Northern Ireland is part of United Ireland.
Of course.
That's what it was 21st of January 1919, and she doesn't recognise it. What oath is she taking? She's calling herself Minister for Justice.
Yes.
She's not Minister for Justice. She's in the provisional government. That's all she recognised. Why didn't she come out on the 21st of January? Did you see any of those that are calling themselves Dáilearn? They're not Dáilearn. They're the Royal Oireachtas is what they are. And it's time they told the people the truth. And it's time they went down to the Mansion House in Dublin, to the Round Room, and took that oath of allegiance that all Chocolate Dáilers took. You take it by your free will and took that to the Sovereign Republic of Éire, the Sovereign Dáilearn government, the War of Independence as a defence force, and be accountable to the sovereign people. None of them have taken that. We don't have sovereignty in Europe. We have our sovereign government, and the Free States government can't take it. They cannot use... Michael D. Higgins doesn't have the right to use our sovereign seal because he's under the Crown of England. The Crown of England doesn't have sovereignty.
They
got into the European Union.
On our sovereignty.
Under our sovereignty.
Yeah.
And they had to wait for General de Gaulle to die. Why can't they tell these things, you know? We don't want any conflict. We have no conflict with England. And as I said to you before, if you did a DNA of all the British people...
We're the same people.
British people and our people. We're the same people.
Of course.
And there's no difference between us and Northern Ireland. None. These are man-made. And it's the Queen, all she has to do is... And that's what she... And I thought she was going to do it on the 1st of January this year. Because they're gone out of Europe.
Of course, yes.
And they're gone. And look, we don't want to be fighting with anybody. We just want the welfare of our people. The sovereignty. And that's what we do. And the sovereignty of God and the sovereignty of mankind. Homo sapiens. And it's your five senses. And that's what you do. Your intellect and reason, and it's wonderful, and every child in the world can understand that.
Yes.
That's me giving out now.
<That's>
No, but no. We have this. But but you're one of the few. You're one of the few people who give the truth out to the people.
Well, you know
and I think it's marvelous, and I do think that the Lord Mayor should come on and explain why she didn't allow the Irish Republican Brotherhood. Into the Mansion House, and she allows the Jewish Holocaust into the Mansion House and to commemorate it, and we're not allowed to commemorate our sovereignty. Michael D. Higgins won't allow, he can't do it, and the point is he can't do it because he's under the Crown of England. Where all these judges get there? Where are these banks? Not one bank has a license. You have to have a license here to trade, and the license is 12 strings. The sovereign seed with 12 strings, and air underneath it. That's the license. That's what's on your passport, your title deeds, and everything else. And they're not recognizing it. They're pretending. They're lying. It's propaganda, lies, deception, and fraud. And faith, and I'm going to write them. It's the same with the GA. They took the sovereign seal of an air off the medal. And I said to you, we're going to Ireland.
Yes, for St. Patrick's Day.
Do something on that. And where the... Sam McGuire, you know, that's the replica we talked about. I mean, that's the one. And look, William Smith O'Brien, I told you, the statue in Dublin, Connell Street, and I've asked, the St. Patrick's Day parade, every year I'm asking them that when they pass the statue,
that they will
when you win in the loose, the two statues.
It's on the right, yes.
Yeah, the one on the right, that's winning. And we lay a wreath. We're the only one. And RTE won't even mention it. I think, the committee that run the, we have. I mean, it's a wonderful day. And why do they? Why are they leaving all this? Why are they airbrushing out our sovereignty?
Yeah, it's like they use the day as a sort of a commercial holiday rather than a day of true national pride.
Yeah, but I mean, look at what we have, and look at what we have in America. Only for America, we wouldn't have got. And faith, I'd be right to Joe Biden is. Very keen on learning all that. And
yes.
I must say, was too, because we had to go down to Sarsfield Bridge in Limerick, and we had to go to Tom Clark. I would have known Kathleen Clark very well, because she was the one who taught me with Bulmer Hobson,
and
they were great people, all those people. Joe McGrath and Mickey Joe Costello, you know,
yes.
Barry and Van de Barry and all these people. They were great people. And the whole point of that I was 1950 when Pope Pius had told you, he was the one who founded the peace, reconciliation and prosperity. But there is no peace and prosperity, you know, there's no peace process here now. It's not there. It's airbrushed out. It's gone.
That's
and Willibank, which we gave, and I told you, Brendan O'Regan, he was friendly with Chuck Feeney.
Yes.
Taught him duty-free. And Chuck Feeney put up the money. And we gave Willibank so that the university could be found. And that's why it was found there. They got us the whole thing. It's a magnificent old place, you know, right on the banks of the River Shannon, because the Shannon is very important for us.
Of course.
That's the territory. But I think we have a wonderful history. We have a sovereign daughter in government in Europe. Our tricolour flag, Thomas Francis Meagher brought it in, and it was orange nearest to the pole. The IRB yeah. changed it. But the book that you want to have a read of that of is Chris Fogarty's book.
Yes.
Ireland, 1845 to 1850, The Perfect Holocaust, and Who Kept It Perfect, by Chris Fogarty.
Yes.
And it is a wonder. It gives the facts, and it gives all of them. I mean, even the slaves, they took the food out of this country. They took all the land, all those estates. I mean, we said about Gulatin, 85,000 acres. That's only one. I mean, they were huge estates.
Yes.
To grow the food for the Crown Forces and the Royal Navy. I mean, that is an absolute scandal. That's why can't they sort the conflict out? And I was supposed to be part of that peace, reconciliation. And that's what I would have been doing. And that's what the university, they'd be out in Lockar, they'd be down in Askeaton, and they would be doing the history. Sir Nicholas Mulby, he burnt it down, because that's where Christopher Columbus came. He couldn't have gone to America without that knowledge.
Without
and all that knowledge came from Lockar.
Yes.
Well,
you know, it's great. It's great to have you back on. And it's great. You know what? I think it's great to be providing the facts for people so that they can, you know, make their own minds up about it and, you know, find out more about the true facts of their history.
And surely they look after it. They were given the sovereignty. You know the slavery and the brutality and the cruelty that was inflicted on our people.
Absolutely.
And you think that they'd have some bit of respect for it. You think that the Lord Mayor of Dublin would have some bit of respect for our people. I told her, she came on the radio. I heard her on the radio. She never came back to the IRB. We wrote and said, she wouldn't allow it. And Michael D. Higgins, he won't recognize our Independence Day, the 21st of January, 1919, 102 years, and he won't recognize it?
Yes.
And where is he getting his sovereignty from then? He doesn't have it then.
He doesn't.
So you're lying to the old people in Europe. You're lying to the Americans. You're lying. We don't want any of that. And we want Americans to answer the question, where are they getting their sovereignty from? You know, that's what Britain did. They went into all these countries, these Commonwealth countries, with no sovereignty. And they robbed and plundered. That's not. You go into another country and you respect the people.
Of course.
And you respect the sovereignty and the assets of that country. You know, trade is the lifeblood of every nation. But you don't go in, you do it honestly, and you have to now, because we're so powerful now, there's so many people in the world, we'll destroy it.
Absolutely.
And that's where we're heading for. We don't have to.
We have
all that, and we can do it and judge it.
Absolutely, and we have to start thinking of our history in its entirety, and not just the parts of it that we want to remember, isn't that it?
That's it.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the programme today.
Well, thank you very much for having me on the program and for putting out that information to the people.